Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Thursday, February 28th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade, and we are listening to Irish soul singer Hozier, a darker Weezer, and some classic country-inspired Cactus Blossoms.
Let's get into this week's new music. The Japanese House is not Japanese, nor a house. It's an English singer-songwriter named Amber Bain. You might know her if you're a fan of the 1975, since she's opened for them, she's on their label, and members of the band appear on her debut LP, Good at Falling. The album was recorded in part at Justin Vernon's April Bass Studio in Wisconsin, where Bain even took the opportunity to write some lyrics in Bon Iver's bathtub. Her music does feel like a bath, not always a warm one, although the album's a little more upbeat than the four EPs that have already earned the Japanese House an enthusiastic following. Tracks like Maybe You're the Reason combine a Julian Baker-like emotional intimacy with more than a little of that 1975 pop sheen. I tried my best to sleep in, but my dreams are unappealing, so I search for people in the landscape. Passes by. I keep looking for something, even though I know that it's not there. Every time I try to figure it out, you're the only thing I can think about. Irish singer-songwriter Hozier broke onto the scene with his powerhouse hit Take Me to Church in 2013. His songwriting style is informed by a love of American soul. James Brown, Nina Simone, and Billie Holiday, all artists, by the way, who he name-drops in his ode to protest music, Nina Cried Power, on his second album, Wasteland Baby. Explaining his new album to Entertainment Weekly, Hozier said, "I'm trying to look at the world through the lens of personal interaction. To me, the personal and the political are one and the same. There may be a looming sense of doom and gloom in the songs, but ultimately, I wanted to credit the warm center of people that's still there." Listen to him balance warmth and darkness, an almost sweet song. Same kind of music haunts her bedroom. I'm almost me. Sweet music playing in the dark. Be still my foolish heart. Don't ruin the song. It's almost time for South by Southwest 2019, but way back in 2018, Duran Jones and the Indications took Austin by storm. Jones is one of a rising generation of throwback soul stars, and his brand of soul is the glowing, sustaining 70s style of Bill Withers and Marvin Gaye. When he visited the Current studio last year, he talked about some of his influences.
Because I'm an introvert through and through, so like what makes it really easy for me to front a band is just like, I call on Sharon Jones, I call on Charles, I call on Otis, Sam, Marvin. I call on all them folks, you know, and I really try to like emote it the way that they do on stage because they're all my heroes.
Duran Jones and the Indications' sense of authenticity is no accident. They're scholars of the form. But the Louisiana-born Duran Jones brings his own voice to songs like the topical track Morning in America and this one, Long Way Home. Wherever you call home, this tasty groove will take you there. I'm just a long, long way from home. Lord knows I ain't a saint. My folks in the ones to blame. I ain't chose the path I roam. And it's a long way home.
Memes, viral sensations, and spreadsheets. The things that inspire Weezer in 2019 are a far cry from the place they started in 1992. The cut-and-paste structure that builds the songs on the long-teased Black Album, originally announced 3 years ago as a follow-up to the White Album, may create dissonance and aggravate early Weezer fans, but that doesn't take away the fact that they know how to cultivate a perfectly catchy pop-punk song. TV on the Radio's Dave Siddick, in the producer's seat, adds a glossy shine to the automated songs. One of the album's standouts is Living in L.A. Yeah, I'm living.
When Royal Trux signed a million-dollar record deal in 1991, they were hyped as the next Nirvana. That didn't happen, but they became a cult sensation with eccentric but melodic songs like Rayovac and I'm Ready. Think of the Velvet Underground if they'd had Sonic Youth as an influence, and you'll more or less be there. Except the only way Lou Reed could howl like Neil Hegarty and Jennifer Hurema would be if you woke him up at 6 a.m. Royal Trux's sludgy stomp is very much intact on White Stuff, their first album in almost 20 years. If you have any 2x4s you need cut, get them out for these buzzsaw guitars on the title track.
Cactus Blossoms, a duo of Minnesota brothers, Paige Burkham and Jack Torrey, have leaned into their updated Everly Brothers sound on their second album, Easy Way. Mostly written on the road, touring with Lucius, Casey Musgraves, and Nick Lowe, the pair also opened up to Dan Auerbach of Black Keys fame for inspiration. His name appears as a co-writer on two of the album tracks. This is an album focusing on love and joy. As the band says, singing about love was more attractive than singing about divisive subjects. Let their sweet harmonies spread love your way in songs like Desperado.
Baby, I'm no fool. Takes one to know one, and I found you. I'm just a desperado. Down by Mexico, I've been everywhere you want to go.
Carly Rae Jepsen just released not one, but two new singles, and her fans are outraged. Not because the music isn't good, but because the songs arrived on Wednesday when all the media were busy watching Michael Cohen's testimony in the North Korea summit. If it hadn't been for those global events, a double drop from Carly Rae would certainly be front page headline news around the world. Now That I Found You and No Drug Like Me are pop perfection and possible early contenders for Song of the Summer, writes BuzzFeed, which adds, February be damned. The Canadian indie pop star hasn't confirmed a new album, so these two songs might need to sustain us for a while. That's this week's new music. You can hear more of all that music over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today. We'll be back with more music news on Monday, but first, come back tomorrow, Friday, for a very special episode featuring a conversation with Jenny Lewis.